He has a distant relative, and the friendship between the families of the Wexler and the Myers family was very, very close. Go ask him for an affidavit. And Mr. Meyer was first very reluctant because he said he had already given too many. How Martha achieved it, I believe Benno Falk himself called once more. Mr. Meyer agreed and gave the affidavit to us. I believe I have a photocopy of the affidavit in my personal papers if you want to have it someday. And after I had that affidavit and I went to the consulate again, when they saw that affidavit, they said, on the basis of these affidavits, you can have your visas. And we left our passports there, and after a few weeks, a few days or so, the visas, we got the passports back with our visas in it. Then, in our refugee camp in Rotterdam, when we arrived there a year before, there were a bunch of children running around wild. Broke my heart. I talked to the camp commander and said, I want to start a school for these children. So he said, I will see what I can do. We needed material. We had no school books, no nothing. So we got a blackboard and some chalk and some notebooks, yes, and single copies of some textbooks, very simple textbooks, and some people had some textbooks brought along from Germany. And I started teaching those children basics of the three R's, writing on the blackboard, talking to them. But anyway, those children were occupied and did homework, and it was and we sang together. It was just a beautiful functioning little school, which was almost my undoing, because the Dutch government had decided, because there were too many refugee camps scattered through the country, they wanted to consolidate them all into a large camp in the Drenthe Heide in Westerbork and let them live together like a community. Yes, a little town, thousands of Jewish people. And they started that gradually. For instance, they took the cooks from our camp and brought them as the first group to Westerbork to be cooks for the people who set up camp. After the first transports of refugees had arrived in Westerbork, and it became so the vestige of a little community, government said, we have to have a school. But we have one functioning school in Rotterdam, and they designated Mr. Rosenberg to go to Westerbork and set up the school. When I heard that, I was absolutely sure that is the end of us. I don't know what kind of premonition I had, but it was like a death sentence. And I went to the commandant of our camp and I said, no, I cannot go. I have the visas to go to America. He gave me one very fitting answer. Jawohl. Aber ein Visa ist keine Schiffskarte. Having a visa is no passage. On that day I decided to go to the refugee committee that had a delegate come every week, one afternoon, to the camp and talk with prospective immigrants who had a chance to go. So I waited until the last one of those people had gone, and then I always cry when I talk about this. I open the door and I stand at the door and I say, Dr. Moser. And he says, Rosenberg, was machen Sie denn hier? And I told him my story. And I said, I don't want to go to Westerbork. If I go to Westerbork, then I and my family are lost. And Dr. Moser said, I will see what I can do for you. Dr. Moser was a lawyer from Frankfurt. I have to go a little farther back. And I was in Magdeburg always, a Zionist. And I was in the board of the Zionist organization. And the board and the Zionist organization sent people around to collect money, just like we now collect for the for bonds for Israel. They collected from the Jews who had still money, larger amounts, not the little things for the Jewish National Fund, but larger amount for the Keren HaYesod. Keren HaYesod means the fund for foundation, the foundation fund for Israel. And when it was Dr. Moser who came to town, and all the board members of the Zionist organization were assigned one or two afternoons or days to go with Dr. Moser through the prospective contributors and see what we can do, introduce him there, and he had to do his own pitch, yes. So I had to go a day with Dr. Moser. We had a jolly good time, it was nice weather in New York, and so anyway, Dr. Moser had a successful action in Magdeburg, and that was all I knew about Dr. Moser from Frankfurt, I've ever seen him. And there was Dr. Moser. A chance in how many millions? And a few days later, I got a letter from the committee in Amsterdam, Den Haag, and they said that a sign on boat on the Fohlen Dam on February so and so, we had four passengers to go to America. And that's the way we arrived here on February the 22nd. And that way, unfortunately for the others, I was the first one to leave instead of the last one. And I came with all of you over here, and we lived, and the others stayed over there and perished. If it was not for that one day, I had met Dr. Moser in Magdeburg. That is one of the strange coincidences of our lives. Who was stranger than fiction?
Who was the Who
else was on that committee? There were three or four people.
Where?
Moser. When you walked in and saw Moser, was that just, he was the only person, and was he the one?
I was assigned to him for one day, and the other people of the board.
No, no, I meant when you were in Holland, when you opened the door. Was Moser the committee?
No, he was alone, he was the interviewer.
He was the interviewer.
He was the interviewer.